Today's Tanya for the 10th day of Elul is in Igeres HaKadosh, Simen Yud Beis, the 12th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omad Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 454. In the previous letter, the Rebbe spoke about transcending the pain of physical deprivation, even in the essential things of children, health, and wealth. And that is by recognizing that this is a greater good that comes from a concealed, from the hidden world, and by rising above the condition of the physical, that the person doesn't have a desire for the physical itself, but rather for the kavana of the Shem Shamayim that is in it. If he sees the ruchnius of it, then all of it is good. And so the Rebbe explains how to reach a level where he is not affected or overwhelmed by physical discomforts. Now in the 12th letter in Simen Yud Beis, the Alter Rebbe continues on that theme to explain how it is that this higher goodness can actually be revealed and made visible and evident in the world, and that is through tzedakah. That through tzedakah, giving life to the lowly and to the needy, he arouses in heaven the endless and infinite flow of life, and that brings peace between chesed and gevura, as it is above, between kindness and severity in God's attributes, because kindness and severity are opposites, and they're both finite, in a sense, because chesed is not gevura and gevura is not chesed. And the way to bring peace between them is to reveal a greater and higher light than both of them, higher than chesed and gevura. And then even the gevura becomes chesed because of the intervention of the attribute of rachamim, of compassion, that leans towards kindness. And that causes the kindness from above to be revealed in this world in a visible fashion. And what's more is that this peace that tzedakah creates above in the divine attributes, it also creates below in the person. Unlike the study of Torah for its own sake, that too brings peace above, but with tzedakah it brings peace below as well. In other words, in the war between the godly and the animal soul. So that when a person is davening, the davening is more successful because he can elevate the animal soul and bring it closer to godliness. And that's why Rebbe Eliezer used to give a coin to a poor man and then daven. But in tzedakah also there are many levels. In order that the tzedakah should have a permanent effect, that the animal soul should be permanently elevated, you have to give tzedakah on a permanent basis, higher than your nature, more than your nature permits. Now, for today's shiur, in middle of the page, Kuf Yud Ches, at the period, V'hine u'da'azes, she'Yisrael b'tivom hem rachmonim v'gemli chasodim, it is known that Jews are by nature compassionate and charitable. Mipnei yeis nafshi sehem imshoches mimideis av yizbarech, since the neshama of the Jew, the nefesh of the Jew, comes from God's attributes, asher hachesed gave her behem amidas adin v'agvura v'atzimtzum, and in God's attributes, kindness is stronger, prevails over the attributes of din, justice, severity, and tzimtzum, ukameshikosov gover chaz de al yireyov, as it says, God's kindness is strong on those who fear him, and the Alter Rebbe is suggesting that it means also al yireyov over the attribute of fear or of gvura within the divine attributes. So the kindness is stronger than the fear in the divine attributes. Shaloche nikras haneshomo Bas Kayin Kemeshikosa Bezerakodish. And that's why the Neshama coming from God's attributes. And in God's attributes, the kindness is stronger than the severity, and therefore it is within by nature of the Jewish neshama that it prefers kindness over severity. That's why the neshama is called Bas Kayin, because Kayin is kindness. Where Levi is Gvura, Kayin is kindness. So Bas Kayin is a reference to the neshama that is by nature kind. Now the tzedakah that comes from the natural kindness of the neshama, nikra b'shein ma'isa hatzedakah. This is called the act of tzedakah. As the Rebbe began the letter with the question on the pasuk, ma'isa hatzedakah brings to peace, brings shalom, and avedas hatzedakah brings tranquility and security. And the Rebbe asked, what is the difference between Maisa HaTzedakah and Avedas HaTzedakah? And also, what is the difference between Sholem and tranquility and security? So here the Rebbe explains that Maisa HaTzedakah is a reference to that tzedakah that comes from the natural, inborn kindness of the Jewish neshama. Kishem Maisa, because the term Maisa Nefel al Dover Shekvar Nase describes that which was already done, something already accomplished, or it can refer to something that is constant, ongoing. Vihi Dover Hahive, something that is happening in present tense. Virogil Tomid, and is constant. The Afkan, therefore here too, in reference to the kindness coming from the neshama, hare midas hachesed v'harachmonus, hut ba'ob b'nafshis kol beis Yisrael, the attribute of kindness and compassion is natural in all Jewish souls, mikvar, from before, me'ez b'riyuson, from the time that they were created, v'hishtal shaluson, and the time that they descended to the chain of worlds, m'mideis av yisbarech, originating in God's attributes. Kamesha Kosuv, as it says, Vayipach Ba'apov, God breathed the neshama into man, Va'ata Nefachta Bi, and even today, not only concerning Adam, but even today we say of our neshama, that Ata Nefachta Bi, you breathe it into me, Uman de Nefach, and the metaphor of breathing implies that which comes from within. So the neshama comes from within God, and already from then, the kindness exists within the neshama. So it's already done, and it is a constant, ongoing thing. V'gam b'chol yein v'yein b'tuvim mechadish ma'isa bereishis, and also every day God renews the act of creation, which are the divine attributes. V'chadoshim la'bekodin, and concerning our neshama, it says that every morning we are anew, we're created anew. So it's a constant, ongoing thing, and it's something that already is. So it's past tense and present tense. That's what Maisa Hatzedakah means. Ach, loshen avveda, but what does avveda mean? Einei neifel al elo al dover sheha'odom eise b'yegiatzuma neged teva nafshe. Avveda describes that which a person does with great effort because what he's doing goes against the tendency of his nefesh. Only he is ignoring and overruling his tendency and his nature and his will in the face of God's will, as for example, davening and learning with all the strength of his soul, the Afkan do mitzvah hatzedakah, and the same is true also in tzedakah. That there is a form of tzedakah that expresses the very core of the neshama, litein harbe yeser miteva rachmanusa yoretzene. When a person gives a lot more, much more than his nature and his will permit. Ukamesha Kosu, Ukamesha Omer Rizal, Al Posuk, nothing titain afilu meya pa'amim. The Gemara says that you have to give in the mitzvah of tzedakah. It is a mitzvah to give, and the Torah repeats nothing titain twice, which implies that you have to give even up to 100 times. And it's not necessarily limited to 100 either, but it means an endless amount of times. And that is the Avedah of Tzedakah, the Tzedakah that comes not from the nature of the Neshama, which is called Maisa HaTzedakah, but rather from the Avedah of the person, where he urges himself past his nature and past his will to give far more tzedakah than feels comfortable or that comes natural. And that avoda is what brings the tranquility and the security forever, because that's what resolves the conflict between chesed and gvura, between the animal soul and the godly soul. The Hayyim Yom for the 10th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that the great Chassidim among the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim used to say that Yechidus, a private audience with the Rebbe, the word Yechidus has three meanings. It is sometimes used to mean clear. Sometimes it is used to mean designated, set aside, appointed, and is sometimes used to mean united. The sources of these three interpretations are in Shkolim, in Gemara Shkolim, and in Yevames, and in the Medrash Bereishis Rabba. This means that the idea of Yechidus, or the purpose of Yechidus, is first to clarify where one stands, exactly what one's condition is. Secondly, to designate a form of Aveda, a way for each person to serve God, both in avoiding the evil and in acquiring good character traits. And third, that the Chassid binds himself with a total oneness. He unites with a total oneness and a total dedication of himself with all his desires.